I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are
DNA Live, baby.
You already know, man.
So anyway, we're going to start this show with a couple of shout outs, okay?
Go ahead.
All right. So I wanted a shout out to Block Runners Entertainment. We got Boy Dirty. We got Ty. We got Iconi, King Jacob, Sadie, She Robinson, and the entire Block family. And also, of course, Auntie.
Auntie, big shout out to you, man. One love. I watched it. I watched the interview on Power 92.3.
Yeah. And that
Chicago
was really good.
Much love.
Yeah, really good. And if nobody knows what's going on with Block Runners, we're on a panel on TikTok with Block Runners. And Boy Dirty is the host. And if you don't know who he is, you're out of your mind. Two Live Crew, Protege. And he helps develop, not just develop artists, but, you know, I mean, they are just a group of people of A&R. I mean, these are people that are, you know, very well known in the industry. And it's like a panel of professionals that are there to guide and help artists through their musical journey. And we're just so lucky and so blessed to be a part of that panel. And I really appreciate that. I can't say enough because they just show us so much love, you know, and I'm getting all like choked up because they're such wonderful people and we have such camaraderie and we all come from different backgrounds, but we all like one unit and it's just very refreshing. With that said, I also wanted to let everybody know, new alert, that we have a new station for DNA Radio, Hot 98.5 in Los Angeles. And also our international station, 88.9, has officially launched.
Yeah, launched with the Fleet DJs. So the Fleet DJs finally put it up. It's been in the works for a minute, but big shout out to my Fleet, YVS2, that's my family, but Fleet DJs, you know what I'm saying? They have a huge, big net worth of about 110 radio stations. Yeah. And they put the it's been up there.
Yeah.
But it hasn't really been launched yet because I haven't put it, but I pushed it actually through yesterday.
Yeah. So we're really excited about
that.
So
we got the LA station, the New York station, the international station. And yeah, man.
Well, the one good thing is that DNA Radio now is, we just keep expanding, not just US, you know, but internationally. And it's good.
Well, again, everybody knows that we're in Dubai.
It's just crazy.
France. Shout out to Canada.
Canada, Toronto, baby.
Toronto, Canada. Big shout out to Toronto, Canada. Everybody out there, you already know it's your boy, DJ Energetic. And make sure everybody's listening too, because we're in Miami right now too as well.
Right.
So everybody right now is listening to us outside Miami, 88.7, The Blaze.
The Blaze, FF.
Yep.
And also, okay. With that said, I also wanted to wish a big happy birthday to one of my best buddies, Barry. He should be watching unless he's not drinking anymore because he told me he was drinking. So no more drinking. Put it down because I'm wishing you a happy birthday right now. With that said, go ahead.
And to artists too, man, I want to talk to artists real quick. So today I went to a platform, like a known platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Jay, you know what I'm saying? Man, he is one of the dopest artists I heard in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, what really gets me kind of annoyed, and I just want to say this real quick. A lot of times, guys, and I want y'all to hear this, you might think you guys are winning a big prize. And a lot of times, yes, they come in, they listen to the artist, they let the artist go. The only way they're going to take you seriously, and I'm going to say this 100 times, from A&Rs to labels, only time they're going to take you seriously when you show them that you have a complete product where people are buying it. You're listen, to everyone out there, you're a product when you put your music, okay? Your music is a product. If people are not buying the product, why is an investor going to go and invest in you? Okay? And it's simple. These people, most of the time, if they see a product that's good, They don't see the numbers. They're not going to put you guys in. That's why I tell everybody, radio is important. Promoting yourself in Google Ads is important. Being, you know, social media present is very important. Spotify, I hate to say it, but yes, it is important. Your numbers, monthly listeners, monthly subscribers, monthly downloads. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. All because you're going through 100 showcases, they're offering you guys quick money or offering you a sit down does not guarantee you getting a deal. And big shout out to him because he's one of the dopest artists. I'm going to say this right now to whoever basically passed on him, you're a fool. Because homeboy, to me, is one of the most talented artists. And you know what? Because of that, I'm going to play him in Dubai tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's it. You already know. And everyone, please download the DNA Digital Media app.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay? And definitely tune in to DNA 93.7 radio.
There you go.
That's what we on.
That's marketing right there.
So go ahead.
So anyway, after that, the DNA radio is everywhere. We're going to expand even more. I mean, I don't know how much more we can do.
No, that's it. Because again, you got stations from LA to New Zealand. What more do you want, ladies and gentlemen?
I think we have enough.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. I think we have enough at this point.
Shout out to Nicole.
There you go. Oh, and Sandy.
And Sandy.
Nicole and Sandy.
Yep.
Also, I want to give a big shout out to an artist spotlight I want to do right now before we bring our guest on.
Let's go.
As you know, I'm even wearing her shirt. So she gave me a shirt today.
Okay.
Okay. Miss J. Okay. She's a fabulous artist, performer. And do I prop her up all the time? Of course I do, because I do that because I believe in this girl. She has such talent and she just spits fire all the time. So I just wanted to spotlight her before we come back from commercial break. And enjoy our guest for the night. So with that said, let's just go on to the show with Miss J, Warm Honey, and we'll be right back with Odd Marshall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your love is like whoa, honey, drips over me, it touches like easy money. I can't get enough what you're doing to me. I fall on my feet just thinking of it. Your love is like whoa, honey, sticky, icky, so hard to get off of me. I can't get enough, it hypnotizes me. Your love is like whoa. The memory brings me to my knees, makes me want to scream. Never felt so weak, thought you were just fun, but this living street makes me want to see what this life could be. What this life could be. Your love is like makes me wanna see what this life would be. Una vida contigo. Yeah, yeah. What this life could be. Come on. I mean, come on now.
Welcome to Paradise Content Creation Studios, where your creativity finds its perfect home. Imagine a space where innovation meets inspiration at every corner. Our state-of-the-art facilities are designed to transform your ideas into extraordinary realities. Whether you're crafting cinematic masterpieces or viral content, we have it all covered. Join a community of creators who dare to dream and push the boundaries of possibility. With cutting-edge technology and a passionate team, your projects are destined for greatness. Step into a realm where every detail is meticulously crafted for your success. At Paradise Content Creation Studios, unleash the power of your imagination and watch it soar.
Put your hands up. Right now we're inside a war with ourselves. Yo, America, are we gonna wake up from this? Where the real Americans at, you heard?
Where we at?
Man, you blinded and you lied. You just censor inside your own. Everyone pretends they love you, but messing you up in homes. Laughing without the way you can't even afford food. And everybody looking at you acting so rude. They thinking that they love you. You're that's what they see. They don't understand the melanin well it be. But the anger that they got, they just play for each other. A civil war, they trying to come for us, kill one another. But I woke up last night, I gotta talk to my peers. Tell them, listen, we gotta march and what do we hear? You laughing, you crying, you angry, you feeling it's skating. Saying with all the time, they just demonstrated. Leave you inside the cars, they don't wanna see you out. They leave you locked doors, bringing your doors over locked
doors. They lock you up, they wanna trap you. Inside with a lock, it's mental block. Cause all you ever hearin' is the cops screaming lifeless. Now all of a sudden we thinking prices. Putting that two there, be called crashing in crisis. Now they hating how the way how they even look. They try to lock us up, throw it down, try to play the book. Wanna get us shook every time, try to get it booked. Overshook, saying God is there, but love is over.
They try pretending that we close with a phone next to each other's ears. But we're more social distancing, corona years. They try to act it like we ain't one inside our home. We acting like that we ain't one and one inside our home.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we're back. So, without further ado, let's welcome to the show, Odd Marshall.
Good.
Welcome.
That's pretty dope.
I know. Welcome.
I like the name.
Odd Marshall.
Right on, yeah. Thanks. Sort of, I've been living in a cabin for the last 5 years, and I've turned into this hermit, and I figure it's a name I can grow into. Someday I'll be the old guy in the forest with a bunch of songs.
Oh my God.
That's how pretty cool.
Is that how you came up with Odd Marshall?
Yeah, you know, it's just I have a great uncle who was a bit of a character who was named Marshall, and I thought that was, you know, kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit.
Odd Marshall.
I love it. Right. Well, you know, I knew there was something behind that, you know, but I wasn't quite sure. So, yeah. But you are in Toronto right now, correct?
Right. Yeah. I got a show here tomorrow, but played today about 2 hours north of here, and I live about 2 hours northwest of Toronto. So on the road, which is, you know, this while the sun is still high and the last days of summer here, and try to get as much in as I can in the summer, and yeah, and then I kind of hunker down for the winter.
So give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Yeah, right. You know, typical playing guitar in high school, and then I stopped playing guitar. I went to film school, actually, and got wrapped up in that, and moved to London, England. My grandmother's from Liverpool, and that gave me a five-year work visa. I went for 5 months originally, but ended up staying for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Just a quick story. My grandmother is from Liverpool, and my grandmother's grandmother has the last name Lennon, if you can believe that.
Oh, wow.
I'm related to a guy named John Lennon, who wasn't in the Beatles, but just retired with a toy store in Blackpool. Anyway, I guess Lennon's a fairly common name over in Liverpool, but a kid can dream. I moved to London for 5 years and started writing songs there. You know, this is back in the MySpace days, and you know.
Oh, you remember the MySpace days, don't you?
Yeah.
I love the MySpace days. What do you feel about now that, you know, I mean, Facebook was cool, but MySpace had everything.
Did it? I don't know. I kind of think I quit because of MySpace. Did it? I mean, yeah, you know, it had, I remember liking, you know, it's same kind of concept of, hey, man, here's my songs. And, you know, I'm trying to meet new friends and make it work. But
you said you quit because of
I don't know. I didn't, you know, I thought you're supposed to put stuff on MySpace and then all of a sudden you're famous or whatever, right? But I guess it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't. No.
Listen, a lot of our famous rappers and singers that we see right now were from MySpace.
That's true.
I remember when they used to give that weird tag. They used to give the add us tag and then you click them.
Yeah.
One of the most famous, too. One of the most famous people, Vlad, right? He started in MySpace. I used to talk to him when I was younger when he was DJ Vlad, and he cost like $300. Now to get on this thing costs like $10,000. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no, God, I just didn't know what to do. I think the reason I quit mainly was just I didn't know what to do. You know, I still got those original EPs that I put together, those original recordings on CD, and you know, I just didn't feel like I was getting any traction. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have any kind of network. I was moving a lot. I moved from London to India and then to Pittsburgh. And
Talk about traveling.
MySpace, they never had. One thing about MySpace, you can add a million people and it wouldn't even stop you. I miss those days and I miss the YouTube beginning days.
Yeah. Okay. I just didn't. You know, I think I just gave up too quick because that's, you know, Instagram and that, it's the same thing, right? It's the, it's a great way to meet the musicians in your neighborhood and what venues to play and see what other people are doing in that. But yeah, with MySpace, I just couldn't figure it out.
You know, I got to say that too. I was the same way with MySpace. I really didn't, I couldn't figure it out. And let me just say, I wasn't on social media when it started coming up anyway.
Yeah, okay? Me neither.
No. I didn't do it. I wasn't really interested in it. And then the only reason I got onto Facebook was my cousin Elena in Greece, right? And I used to go to Greece a lot back in the day to go visit my family. And I wanted to stay in communication with them.
Right.
Elena turned around to me and said, you know, you should try this app out. And I was like, you know, okay, fine. And that was it. Then from Facebook, it went to Instagram, it went to TikTok, Snapchat. You know, it's just like, I can't keep up with all of them.
Yeah, no, too much.
It just drives me nuts. It's like, have two and I'm good.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, you got Snapchat, you got this, you got that. I'm like, no,
Maybe AI will help us amalgamate everything and just put it into one thing.
Right, into one thing, that would be great, you know?
But
there's just too much social media.
I really feel like all an artist really has to do to make themselves known is get a mailing list.
Mm.
An email list. Easy as pie. Talk to 100 different people a day. for almost a year. Add that up, right?
Yeah.
If 10 people talk to you, that's like, what, 30,000?
Even fans. If you did 10 a day, you would be good.
Yeah, 10 a day, too. That could be a good, you know what I mean? That could be a good 30,000 fans.
It would be like...
Now, people want the direct communication, right? I mean, how many times do I scroll past something of... And the things I don't see of the people I follow, you know, unless you're getting that direct communication, you know, and I'm still figuring it out, right? I stopped writing music for 10 years and only came out with my first album last December. So just kind of, I got in a car accident 2 years ago, and it kind of, you know, I hadn't played my guitar in 10 years, and the winters up here are pretty bad, and I just slid off the road and rolled the truck and crawled out the passenger window. And I was sitting in the service station, and a radio, whatever was playing on the radio, I wish I knew what song I could give credit to it, but it was just like, geez, I used to do that. I used to, you know, play music. And next day I grabbed my guitar, and you know, my fingers had gone soft, and I kind of forgot the chords. I had to look at some old videos to teach myself some of my old songs again. And yeah, it was and just the way now, how, like, not frantic, but like how I'll play anywhere and anything, all in the last 2 years. Like those first, you know, that first month, I remember being nerve-wracked, just playing an open mic again for the first time. And when everybody didn't stand and cheer, I was a huge failure or whatever. And it was, but then, you know, over a year of driving 2 hours to play three songs, and then another year last summer of just restaurants and with a recording with some pros and getting a real album out. It's just, I can't believe how much I love it right now, and how I'm into it and sacrificing so much to do it. I can't believe I stopped for 10 years. I just can't believe that. I don't know who that person was.
It's just sometimes people just grow out of basically.
Yeah.
It's sometimes, man, where there's just days that I just are not really into the music that much.
Yeah. No, it's.
So I understand what you're going through, because again, everybody always. Sorry for that.
Nowadays, so much of it is like there's 100% of the work, you know, 20% of it is music. And, you know, you have to put up with the other 80% of getting on social media and all the stuff that just takes the energy. But the stuff that really kind of fills the energy for me is the writing. When I'm alone in a room or wherever, and I can find some new lyrics and a new little hook or something.
Yeah,
that's what keeps bringing me back. And you put up with the rest of it, you know, like all they pay me to set up at a gig, but I'll play for free kind of thing. Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of the mentality, right? It's you can't let the things suck your energy that are basically designed to do that. You have to.
Well, the universe knows, you know, everything.
Yeah, that's true, man.
You control your emotions and control your mindset, could change a lot of things. And people watching right now, even young artists that are watching you right now, right? Sometimes you get discouraged, but then sometimes faith can bring you back to the place where you need to be.
Yeah, it's a weird, I'm not too spiritual, but like I notice I'm, you know, whatever's going on, if I've...
You're odd, like, Marshall.
Yeah. If I write a song, or I'm in the process of writing a song, nothing else really matters. And then when the next day you wake up and you go, oh yeah, I've got this new song, and you're like, where the hell did that come from? And there's some kind of, I don't know, I don't want to get too spiritual or anything, but it totally, when I wasn't doing that, there was a sort of disconnect with me and life in general. And just like, you know, you can get through the days a little easier when you have something you've done. And you know, even the new songs I'm writing now, the old songs were always trying to be too hard and too complex and try to impress people that I can play guitar. And now I'm happy if I get two chords that sound all right, and I can, you know, throw a melody over that. That's, you know, that's enough. I just long as more about what I'm saying and kind of the words I'm trying to express myself clearly instead of show off or impress people. It's just sort of trying to be a little more clear with the intention.
Yeah, no, I definitely love it, man. Definitely love it. Can we get to one of
Yeah, I want to, because you know what? Because he travels, right? So he goes everywhere.
Oh.
But that's why I wanted to play.
I used to.
Okay, but I'm interested in Midsummer, because
all right.
This song was inspired by a winter that you spent in Karlstad, Sweden.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When I was living in England, I took that Christmas break, you know, Christmas to New Year's, and went to, back up. I think I told you I went to film school and that. I went there with the intention of writing a screenplay. I wanted to go there because I knew the sun came up at 11 and went down at 11 a.m. and went down at 3 p.m. And I figured, okay, great. I can sit there and write. And everywhere I was going, you'd see these advertisements for the summer holiday of midsummer in Sweden. They celebrate June 21st because it's the longest day of sunlight, and it's this big annual.
How many hours of sunlight?
I wouldn't know exactly, but it's the most, you know, and every precious little bit when you only get 3 hours in the winter. But,
exactly. That's what I'm talking about. 3 hours. Only. Yeah. Oh, wow. That just.
But, I think it's to 5 o'clock. I think it's 2 extra hours, if I'm correct.
Really?
That's crazy. Yeah, don't quote me, but it is because every day.
Well, it doesn't matter.
1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Yeah, so.
Okay, like, doesn't matter. Let's play the song. Can we play the song?
Yeah, right. Here it is. Yeah. This is, sorry, keep in mind, this is what we're
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows. It's your body in Toronto, here in this Miami, here in this, and as well as New York. Listen to this. Okay, so.
Okay, here we go.
I haven't listened to that in a while.
I like it.
I promise not to write too many songs with la, la, la in the lyrics.
Look, I like it.
That's cool, man.
It reminds me of a sitcom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we
sure, hear, yeah.
That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? I look at it like
it's a little bubblegum.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Bubblegum?
Really? Yeah.
You know, and I'm happy with the song. It's, you know, the musicians we had playing were incredible and really kind of amplified it. But, you know, I don't try to write songs with la, la, la. And I think half of the joke in there that anyone listening to the song wouldn't get is that we wrote this song in the middle of January with 3 hours of sunlight. And I was just trying to cheer myself up and writing this stupid, happy song about midsummer. And
oh my God, it's a great record. And then you're just going to say stupid song.
Okay. Well, I don't know what, you know,
it's odd. It's a stupid song. I hate that record.
I know what.
He's laughing because it's true. You know what's funny though? The record that people like the most is the record that you basically are just playing around with.
And yeah.
Trying to really put yourself out there. Then all of a sudden, the record that you're really trying to put yourself out there, like, play that record again. Which one? Right. One that makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
Like, I was depressed writing that record, people. Yeah. And I was looking at the sun going down.
Oh, when that song plays, I'm thinking of like the Woodstock area or.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Right. You know, festival. Yeah, sure.
I'm in my convertible with daisies in my hair, and, you know, and just like, you know, War and Peace, you know, kind of, you know, it's like, that's the kind of song that brings you back. I love it. You know, you can just so.
Did that song chart anywhere?
It did okay on the college and community radio. The, you know, NAC Top 200. It was, I can say it was the number one release, self-release debut. If you filter it twice, I mean, overall, I think it made it to 55. But it was for a brief period of time, and only self-released and only debut albums. It was number one for a brief time when it first came out. But
on what? I'm sorry again. What platform?
NAC. NACC is the North American College and Community Radio. Kind of. You know, college and communities, public access kind of things. And I'm pretty happy with that for a self-released thing. It got a bit of attention there, but you know,
Knowing you, you probably, like, oh goodness gracious, this is
right. Record. Yeah. Wait till they hear the, and that's why I think Lucky Dragon is not to segue into the next, but
no, go ahead. Talk about
Lucky Dragon's one of the other songs on there. And it's a lot more, you know, my speed, I think it's got a little more energy to it and the, little less la 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 stuff.
La 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 la.
All right, so let's play Lucky Dragon.
Let's play Lucky Dragon. Let's go.
Okay, let's play Lucky Dragon.
This one's about Pittsburgh.
Oh, we're gonna get into that when
me.
my producer off?
What?
What? That was brilliant. I love. Who else was it with you on that song?
Can I give? Yeah, can I? I'd love to give you the credits on that because that's I, you know, don't deserve so much of that. I wrote a pretty basic song on acoustic guitar, and I reached out to a Canadian guy here named Don Kerr, who's known really well in Canada, and he drums with Ron Sexsmith and Bahamas and Dan Mangan, who are pretty big up here, and the other musicians we have, Mike O'Brien on electric, that's him kicking ass on those solos, and Jason Haberman on bass, and Don Kerr's on drums. So, you know, the whole album was this incredible experience. I sent Don an email saying, hey, I'm back from 10 years off. Here's some demos. And, you know, without even knowing him, he responded and said, if you can wait till the winter, we'll, and he brought those guys in. And every morning, you know, for 4 days or 5 days, you know, I'd sit and play my guitar and play the song, and they'd be all right. And they'd noodle around and then play it again kind of thing. And then three takes later, we got a song recorded, and I'm like, what the hell? So it's when you're dealing with, you know, cream of the crop professional musicians, it's incredible to see them bring us, you know, a simple idea to life and really make it fly. And I think Lucky Dragon's a great example of the musicianship of these other guys.
Yeah, no, I just
that record's really good.
I really like that record. Yeah, that record's really good. I love Lucky Dragon.
Yeah. Well, thanks for getting it out there. You know, like, this is cool to have someone to talk about.
La 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 la.
Yeah, there's that one too. You know, the issue though, when I play a lot, most of my 90% of my gigs are me just, you know, acoustic in a brewery or something like that, and just all summer on patios and just, you know, grinding it out. And, you know, it's just me and acoustic guitar, and I can't rip a solo like that. I don't have the band behind me and all that. So it's kind of false advertising sometimes, but I think the recorded stuff can live a lot longer than me. And I think it's always best to get the best down.
That's singing, right?
Well, yeah, totally. Yeah, that's me singing.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's you singing.
That's all that matters.
That's yeah. Like all that, sure. Like in the beginning, what you're doing is a cute. Why? Why do you say that? Is because
don't say that
people,
again.
People think coming up to you be like, yo, what was that? Like what?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's the Canadian in me. That's the self-deprecating. But no, I'm.
He'd be sitting telling out shows and going, I'm sorry, I ain't got my.
Yeah, that's the Canadian way. That's the Canadian in me.
No, but I think that song is good. And you know what it is? Because he did send me all the songs that, you know.
At least he could really sing. You have a lot of people.
Yeah, he has such a good voice.
You have a lot of people that T-Pain themselves. Okay? So that's false advertisement.
Yeah. Right,
you're
right,
really right. Going in there singing your real words and people are loving it. Not no. Come on. Come on.
Thanks, man.
Come on, Art Marshall. Come on.
Yeah. No, I love opening my lungs, you know. And today I was playing in, you know, in this little restaurant, and they usually get a great audience in there. And, you know, always in the beginning, I play kind of my easygoing songs just because you don't really know, are people ready to let me open my lungs or whatever? And then I usually kind of surprise them with one song that yells and, oh. They all kind of it wakes people up a bit. So that's
funny. You walk in, you probably have your guitar. You probably walking in, you're looking odd, like your name, and they're like, "This is the guy that we hired."
Yeah, right.
All of a sudden, he sings, and everyone's like, "Oh,
there you go."
Listen, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad at all because I have a lot of friends and stuff that are awkward, that are famous singers and famous rappers, and they'll go into the building, and everyone will be like, "This the guy for real?"
Yeah.
And then he comes out and he just kills it.
Up until they go on
that's
stage.
That's why when she went to me, she goes, like, you know what I'm saying? Before we met, like when we were about to go meet, and the way that you were like, you know what I'm saying? Just like that actually is the attitude to great musicians. Like great artists really have that kind of attitude that you have.
Yeah.
So I already knew it was gonna be a good show.
Yeah.
Right. just off of that.
Okay, great. I love it. As easy as that.
He has that voice to me that reminds me of that guy from the singer from Smash Mouth, is it?
Smash Mouth. Okay.
Okay.
He has that powerful.
Really?
Was that a bad example?
I'm going for Adele. I'm going for Adele.
No. You know what? Yeah. Both of you can go squat, okay?
I'm going to say...
No, he reminds... Or even like a Carl Eager.
Okay, I can see that one. Right.
I want the Adele, the lungs smash of Adele. She can...
You need to relax over there, mister.
Smash, okay, I really can't see... Don't say Adele.
Adele, no. No, let's
delay... Okay,
she's powerful. That's what I want. You know what? That, I wish I had that power.
Nobody has that power, you know?
Okay, I'm done with both of you right now. Can we just do another record?
No, okay, we can do another record, but I'm just saying nobody has that power, you know? Not many people anyway. But we can go. Can we do something else over here? If we have you sent us a live at Beaver Valley, so if we can play some of that, that would be good.
Yeah, this is a stripped down performance in a barn. Last Thanksgiving is me and a drummer. So it's a two piece, you know, it's pretty stripped. It's pretty raw, but it's, you know,
so, okay.
Yeah.
So Bobby, can you just play, like, we can get like maybe a 2-3 minute of that, please?
Yeah. To find it on YouTube, it's, Odd Marshall live at Beaver Valley. Beaver Valley is the area we were playing in. And, if the viewers want to watch the five or six songs.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's do it.
I can hear it.
Yeah, what?
What am I supposed to do? All my algorithms tell me I'm in love with you. It's a love that sticks to all these fools, but it bounces off of me and you. I was looking for the perfect stranger, but where were you?
was live.
And that was live, right?
Pardon me?
And that was live.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, it's pretty raw. That's that was about a year ago.
That was awesome. What are you talking about?
Cool. That's great. That's great. I'm thanks for that. That's I play with a drummer named Brent Deacon up here, and he's I just met him when I used to go to the Legion to their open mics on Fridays because nobody else would go, and I could get up and work on my songs for like an hour. And this guy came in, and he had just retired to the area, and he'd been playing in swing bands and blues bands his whole life. And we have almost like no musical references in common, and it's almost perfect. It's like, here's the song, you do what you want with it. And he does a great job. And so I continue to play with him around town, around wherever we can, whenever our schedules kind of allow it. But that song, that's a new one. It's on the next album. The second album's coming out in January, and I'm super happy.
Please tell us about the one that's coming out.
Yeah, back in about a year ago now, I reached out to, you know, I just started thinking, who did I like when I was 14 years old, and top of the list was Blind Melon. So I reached out to the two guys, Christopher Thorne, the two guitarists of Blind Melon. Christopher Thorne has a studio in Joshua Tree, and I reached out to him, and you know, with, you know, a cup of coffee, and I hit him with five different avenues of emails hoping they would get there. And you know, within an hour I was on the phone with him, and I was like, what the hell's going on? I sent him some of the demos, and he's got this incredible studio in Joshua Tree and 35 acres called Fireside Studios. And I kind of got off the phone. I was like, what the hell was that? Is that real kind of thing? And, you know, kind of made a plan to do it. And it started out as just like a 3-song kind of little EP kind of thing. And then it turned into a full eight songs, which qualifies as an album. And
right.
So it's been recorded, and I'm kind of sitting on it until January. I think that is one we just heard, is called Somebody New. And that's one of the songs. But to have the two guitarists that I in this cabin where I'm living now, I was telling you about, I used to remember could flip through the Blind Melon with their first album, trying to memorize the lyrics and all that. And then how many years later, 30 years later, I'm emailing with the guy back and forth, talking about the album we're going to do. And it's, you know, it was honestly just a surreal experience. They first came in on that first song with the two guitars. It just, I kind of got thrown back against the wall. So yeah, that's, you know, they say never meet your heroes, but I don't believe in that. Go ahead, meet your heroes. It's pretty fun.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? The good thing is that I have the album at home. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Unreleased. Yeah.
Unreleased. I have the album. I'm holding on to it. All so right. I'm waiting for him to give me the go ahead.
Yeah, we'll talk in January. Yeah,
we'll talk in January. That's all I'm going to say.
So listen, let me ask you a quick question, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What song right now that you're pushing heavy?
Well, Midsummer is the one in the States because it's kind of getting the most kind of, you know, radio-friendly traction. So that's the one kind of that's out there to the stations have that. But, you know, I'm thrilled that people seem to like it, and I'm hoping there's other songs that like dive into the album.
Right. How is it doing right now? My listeners want to know.
Yeah, it was at like, I don't know the names of these charts.
It's media based, like
44 probably, in some chart, which is kind of the, how do I describe it? It's not the minor leagues or whatever, but it's, there's a lot of stations that take on songs.
You're talking about the Access chart and media base, correct?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, right. Geez, you know your stuff. I don't. I'm new to this. But I think it's at about 44. I think
the Access chart is honestly the chart. The Access chart to everybody out there is basically the chart that gets them prepared to go into the major leagues, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a published chart. But to get on any media-based chart is very hard, people. Yeah. So just remember that. Go ahead, brother.
Sorry. That's cool. I mean, I'm totally ignorant. I didn't know that. I don't know how hard it is, how hard anything. It's
very hard.
It's a self-release thing. So it's, I'm so new at this. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I don't know what, you know, when a label releases something, they know who to go to, they know who to say, hey, here's our next project or whatever. And I don't have that. So, I'm kind of grasping at straws here, but I'm not complaining.
You're not doing bad at all. Listen, the thing is you're promoting yourself. What a label does for you is gives you a marketing budget and just has a publicist. That's all label does. Mm-hmm. Independent artists have to just realize, man, they can push their product and their product will make more money if they put in the time, mm-hmm. the footwork, and the money.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, it's true. It's, you know, I'm just making it up as I go. And, you know, I don't know.
You're doing good. Like everything that you're doing is hitting.
Yeah. Thanks. That's cool. That's nice of you to say that. That's really, self-releasing is tough. You know, there's a big difference when you get, every band, that's kind of out there, you know, has a label and has other people pushing you and they have relationships with other bands that gets you on tour, gets you in festivals. So, you know, I'm doing the best I can and I'm so far, you know, on
the midst of pretty well. So like, I don't know why, you know what I'm saying? You're doing fine because you got to realize something. You got shows, you got fans.
Yeah. A few.
You're on charts.
Yeah.
So to me, when I see that, I go, damn, like, you know, cause I was just in a label meeting with Sony, you know what I'm saying? And everything that you have is what they were talking about with artists to come and try to go get. Mm-hmm. So you're already ahead of the game, my brother.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you say, I got to be better on social media. And some of these people are, you know, some people are just incredible at, that's a whole nother career in itself is being a social media person. So
it's a number game, brother. That's all it is.
Game. Yeah.
All you got to do, you have great product. Let people hear it. You could sing. You know, you got a great voice. You have a story behind it. From a story behind it, you have receipts. That's what we call charts, ladies and gentlemen. Receipts. Okay. So,
all right, I'll use that one,
You already have everything that you really need to show somebody for somebody to take you seriously.
Yeah.
As cool, man. Yeah. That's cool. It's great that you guys gave me this platform to, you know, tell a bit of my story and that's awesome.
That's what we're here for. But remember, you know, you got my number. I got yours. You need help. You need anything. We're here for you.
You already know. It's your boy.
DJ Energetic.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, you are.
Sorry, say what? Did I miss something?
No.
I said DJ Energetic.
He's DJ Energetic. That's his tag name. DJ Energetic.
DJ so, Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. So DJ just remember Worldwide. That.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
It sounds like you guys are spinning. What did I see? What, I heard Dubai and Hong Kong and the Bahamas. Is you guys quite
Bahamas, right? Hong Kong, Jamaica.
Please do not.
What do you want to know?
That's awesome. You got quite the, you know, get it out there worldwide. That's awesome.
Yeah. We start Canada, just like you. Listen,
Montreal.
Hold on. Just like you.
We Toronto, start, baby.
Okay, Toronto. Just like you, we started out small.
Yeah.
And all we've been doing is we promoted ourselves, we brought the money, and we brought the hard work. And that's what we did. And, you know, that's what you're doing right now.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to gradually grow. It's not something that happens. We'll tell you. It's not something that happens overnight. Mm. But with all the hard work and everything, that's what we got. So all we kept doing was expanding. So we went from a small little town. Now we're all over the United States.
Now we're in a city, baby.
We're everywhere. And now, you know, we expanded to international. You know, and we have our own international station as well. So when you're played through DNA Radio, you're everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead.
If only there was MySpace. If only there was MySpace.
Wrap it up.
Okay, so we'll wrap it up today. But I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Just let everybody know where they can find you, hon.
Yeah, oddmarshall.com is a good place to start. But Instagram is oddmarshallmusic. You know, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, and anywhere. Yeah, just ODD Marshall. That's people can't see. That's people never really exactly know what it is. I got to work on that branding. But
I love Marshall.
But listen to everybody out there, man. We'll be back next week. Thank you so much, Odd Marshall, for being in here, brother. But to everybody out there, DNA will be back next week, same place, same time. Go ahead.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace out, ladies and gentlemen.